This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Election Commission submits its annual report to President Bidya Devi Bhandari. The President urges Commission to make preparations for holding timely elections. Top three leaders of ruling alliance discuss issues of Parliament obstruction, MCC and local level elections. Health Minister reports 5,292 new COVID cases in Nepal. And UN Security Council to meet for first time on Russia's troop build-up near Ukraine. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has submitted its annual report for the fiscal year 2020-21 to President Bidya Devi Bhandari. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia today presented the report before the head of the state. The submission took place amidst a ceremony at the office of the President in Sitalibas. According to the spokesperson for the office of the President, Sagar Acharya, the National Assembly Election 2078 Vikram Sambat election report, along with the results, was presented before the President today itself. Receiving the report, President Bhandari suggested the Commission increase voters' participation in the election, making the election gender-friendly. The President also urged the Commission to make the election centres voter-friendly to ensure their voting rights. She also expressed her belief that the Election Commission would be able to hold the election in free and fair manner. The President also asked the Commission to make preparations for holding periodic and other elections within the time frame determined by the Constitution to maintain peace, development and stability in the country. The top three leaders of the ruling alliance once again met today to discuss the contemporary political issues. The meeting was held among Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, CPN Mao Centre Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, and CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal. Leader Prachanda and Nepal raised the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluata to meet the Prime Minister. Prime Minister's press coordinator Gobinda Pariyar said the meeting was centred on the contemporary political issues, including ending Parliament deadlock, the MCC and other local Labour elections. A total of 5,292 new COVID cases have been reported in Nepal today. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the cases while testing 16,088 samples. Likewise, 8,191 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry reported 8 corona-related deaths today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,743 in the country so far. Ambassador of Australia to Nepal, Felicity Vogue, paid a courtesy call, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pampa Basal, in Simadarbar today. The meeting is said to have focused on matters of bilateral interest and concerns of both the countries. On the occasion, Minister Basal stressed the need for further expanding bilateral, cordial and friendly relations between Nepal and Australia. Minister Basal underscored the need for increasing mutual cooperation among countries to deal with ongoing global COVID-19 and climate change challenges, and praising the ambassador's role in further strengthening the Nepal-Australia partnership. The minister thanked the government of Australia for its help in Nepal's economic and social development. And in response, Ambassador Bogue ensured that the government of Australia would continue its assistance for the enhancement of Nepal's economic and humanitarian capacity. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjalharu matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
*1415# dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Home Affairs Balakrishna Khat today held telephone talks with the police chiefs of 12 districts. The conversations are said to have focused on the security situation of the respective districts impact of COVID-19 in police service and ration meant for police personnel. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Podal says the government is planning to reform Tribhuvan University. Speaking at a meeting held with the officials of Tribhuvan University at the Education Ministry today, Minister Podal said the government would implement new education plans if forwarded by the university. The Education Minister also suggested the country's universities create conducive environment to attract students for medical education. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The UN Security Council is scheduled to meet for the first time on Russia's troop built up near Ukraine at the request of the United States. Monday's meeting in New York comes days after intensified Western warnings that Moscow could attack Ukraine this month. Moscow has announced that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov will hold talks over the crisis on Tuesday. The United States and the European Union have repeatedly threatened to roll out sweeping economic sanctions on Russia if it invaded Ukraine. Moscow, meanwhile, has demanded NATO curb its activities in Eastern Europe and never allow Ukraine to become a member. A UN report says more than 100 former members of the Afghan government, its security forces, and those who worked with international troops have been killed since the Taliban took over the country in August. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in his address to the UN Security Council that more than two-thirds of the victims were allegedly killed extrajudicially by the Taliban or its affiliates. And the UN mission documented 44 cases of temporary arrest, beating and threats of intimidation, 42 of them by the Taliban. The United Arab Emirates says it has intercepted and destroyed a ballistic missile fired from Yemen as the country hosted Israeli President Isaac Herzog. This is the first ever visit to the UAE by an Israeli president. According to Al Jazeera, the UAE's defense ministry on Monday said the debris of the missile fell on uninhabited areas. However, the ministry did not say whether the missiles was targeting the UAE's capital Abu Dhabi or Dubai. Within hours, Yemen's Houthi groups confirmed it had fired a number of ballistic missiles at Abu Dhabi and had also fired several drones at Dubai. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy in rest of the country. And there are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission submits its annual report to President Vidyadevi Bhandari. The President urges Commission to make preparations for holding timely elections. Top three leaders of ruling alliance discuss issues of Parliament obstruction, MCC and local level elections. Health Ministry reports 5,292 new COVID cases in Nepal. And UN Security Council to meet for first time on Russia's troop build-up near Ukraine. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np, for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.